traditional wisdom says the last game is the hardest to win. The first round, it didn't look that way. What can you guys take from that one?
Well, probably nothing, Paul. The games weren't anything like the games that we're playing now, just on style alone in every single game. And I'll include game four, where there wasn't a lot of offense. There's enough there for each team to win a hockey game. Even, you know, we'll look at the final score, and that's not really the telling of the game. So it wouldn't, you're not going to break this team and have them not show up in a game. They're going to come and give you their best.
Are all elimination games built the same? Is it different when you have a chance at home? Is it different if you have a chance to go to a conference final? Is it different?
You know what, if you can, you try to harness the good in any situation. So if you're at home, that's the energy of the crowd, certainly. But on the road, you can have an advantage, and maybe sometimes the pressure the home team feels or the style of game that they play at home, or sometimes even a matchup that works better for you, believe it or not, on the road. So it's all about finding what makes your team feel good in a game and latching onto it.
What did Matthew Perreault do well in his first game back for your club in your eyes?
You know what, he got back to Matty's game. He got sick in March on that road trip, and I thought he had a hard time finding his game after that. I didn't think he recovered, but he looked back to being the guy that we appreciate. Just the play at the end of the game where, you know, he's diving to knock a puck loose when you don't have to, right? So he plays full out all the time. And gave, you know, I thought, especially when he was good with Little and Armia, but when he went with Stastny and Liney, a different style of player for those guys. He's on the puck pretty good.
In terms of depth, Paul, when you start getting goals from Perreault, when Connor starts scoring, how encouraging is that? That, you know, how much more dangerous does that make your team when you spread it out?
I don't think it does make you more dangerous, because not everybody scores at the same time. But what you need is Mark Scheifele to do what he did at the start, and he doesn't cool off. It's when the puck's not going for him, Kyle Connor's got to get in there, and then Perreault and Brandon Tanev, right? So it's the kind of the passing of the offensive baton. You're not scoring 12 goals in a game, so you need whoever's turn it is to step up and feel good about that. I think that's a real important thing for our young players to learn, is you can go a series or two, and you covered the Carolina-Toronto series.
Yep.
Jeff O'Neill couldn't get near the net.
Yep.
And then in that Toronto series, he's the best player on the ice. So there's that. If it's not your time, you just got to stay in the fight, because it will come your time.
Blake said that he liked your first period last night. I didn't believe him, but
that's
what he said. So then what did he...
Well, would you believe him?
what did you guys then see in that first period that made you believe it wouldn't go like game four?
You have to be good where you are, where the puck is. That's their push in the first period. They had it. They had some chances. A lot of that is the energy in the building. You know, the puck crosses the red line and they're starting to lose their mind. So you feel that you're under siege. So if that's the situation you're in, how do you handle that? So he would have liked how we handled the situation we were in. The other team's not bad.
Well, and that was my follow-up to him. I mean, you're talking about, like, tell people how hard this series is, even though you guys have scored a lot of goals and made it look easy. How hard is playing against the Predators?
There's no uncontested ice. So when they're playing their game and we're playing ours, it's almost identical in terms of attitude without the puck. You're not moving the puck easily. So frustration then for both teams is built right into the style of play. So that's how both teams had the seasons that they did. They didn't give any ice. They're hard to play against. That's the line. You're hard to play against. So both teams have that same game.
You mentioned that Carolina series. I mean, you saw how crazy the fans were, the tailgating, how loud it was inside. Oh. You mentioned how your team feeds off the energy. I mean, it's been pretty incredible the way the city has got behind your team. Can you envision it taking the next step for an elimination game tomorrow to go to the Western Conference Final?
I don't know if you can yell louder. I don't know where the cap is on that. We all have a threshold. But there can be more, right? There's just going to be more and more people. That's, for me, the playoffs are fun for coaches. The most enjoyable piece is, you know, before the game starts, there's cameras in that's not the, we have video feeds in the coach's office, so you get the view of the crowd outside, and you drive to the rink and back, and there's the flags, and there's people wearing sweaters, and there's an, you know, a great big party going on there in Winnipeg, kind of outside our room. It's fun to watch.
We asked both players, well, different scenarios because Paul came later, but we asked that, was particularly Blake, you know, it was playoffs or bust for a lot of these guys, even back in September. Was there a point, Paul, when you thought during the season that maybe that was underselling things for this club?
Spent the entire season thinking about survival, to be honest with you. Yeah, I mean, every once in a while you'd foolishly let yourself think, what would we look like if everybody got healthy? And then we just didn't have that event. So we ran an injured lineup for an awful lot of games, and then key pieces, right? We came in here one night on back-to-back from Washington. I think there were 9 guys out. Two of them or 3 of them are goalies at that point, but we had a lot of... So you didn't get a glimpse of it. Last night's with Paul was the first time that lineup's played together. And we still had the first period that we had. So before we get all excited about the final score, we got a good team, but they've got a really good team as well.
Coaching, the shelf life of coaches, as you know, sometimes isn't the longest. How difficult was it to be patient in the plan of this team when you see in the organization you've got the Morrisseys, the Ellers, yeah. we can go down the list, and you know if these guys develop, we could have what you have right now. But
well, that's what made it easy. So I've had a couple of young team development plans, but we're talking about 2 or 3 guys, and you're not exactly sure where they're getting to. You could tell early on with Nick and some of these young guys that they were going to be really, really good players. You didn't know exactly when they would hit that. I can't remember the coach that said that to me, and it might have been George Kingston. It's great being young. It's fine. It's all well and good. Young players can play in the league, but they just won't produce. So that's also 2006 prior, right? Took Joe Thornton playing on the fourth line 5 minutes when he first came into the league, right? But the game changed. And the kids we drafted do produce. So even if they're looping and turning the puck over and doing some crazy, they're still putting numbers up, so you can still play them and have a chance to win.
I think it was Paul Stastny that you compared to Ron Francis.
I did.
Okay. How about comparing this team to your best team?
Well, it wouldn't be close.
Which way?
Well, I've been fortunate to coach, you know, some teams that I thought had pretty good men. We got real good men here, too, but the talent level on this team wouldn't be close to any team I've coached. Mm-hmm.